Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. Yes, The Love Journey's mission is to educate, motivate, and elevate the consciousness of our people. And you've tuned in to another episode of that. Yes, this is The Love Journey. Your love experience with Janine and Ingram. Reminding you that our only job is to return to our higher self. Living from the spaces of love. Reminding you that each message is a message from our soul to thank God. Here our first song of the morning. We're going to do a Mason song. Yes, Mason. Yes, you tuned in to The Love Journey. And I am Janine Ann Ingram. This is your love experience with Janine Ann Ingram. And this is Mesa. There's nothing better than love. Good morning, family.
There's nothing better than love.
I fell asleep late last night. And I dreamed the night and almost half the day away. Just got up so that I could hear her say she's still in love and no one can take her love away.
Ooh, love wakes me up every day, and I thought no one could ever make me feel this way. Every time I hear him say he's still in love and no one can take his love away.
I wanna be loved. There's nothing better than love. What in the world could you ever be thinking of? It's better by far. So let yourself
to guess what's going on inside my head.
Try to know all the things that our hearts say. Listen to love and always get love to lead the way.
I wanna be loved. There's nothing better. It's better by far. So let yourself reach for the
You tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. That is, there's nothing better than love. Ooh, nothing better than love with Mesa. Yes, she's an East Coast girl from Maryland family. Yes, I love me some Mesa. I was just sitting here imagining me bringing Mesa to Chicago. You know, I've always wanted to do a Sweetie's Day. I know a lot of people in the East Coast don't know Sweetie's Day. I know it's a Midwest process. Sweetie's Day, can you imagine? Mesa, Will Downey, a couple's love for lovers only, Night of the Stars. All right, I'm daydreaming, Sammy. All right, good morning. Welcome to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get started. This is the second day of February. This is the second day of to that one presence, that one power. Yes, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit known by many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere presence, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So as we tune in to the breath, you see, we're learning more about the breath. There's power in breathing, family. There's power in the breath. And so as you tune in to that breath, I just want you to take in a deep breath this morning. And I want you to bring that breath by breathing in through your nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight. And releasing back out of your nose this morning. And I want you to breathe in all of the idea that you are more than enough, family. You are more than deserving. And as we begin to honor the divine presence as us, I want you to take in that deep breath. Sometimes we forget to breathe, family. I want you to breathe, family. There's power in the breath. Be still, know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Family, I want you to take long, deep, and slow, deep breaths. Be breathing in slow and releasing slow. And I want you to begin to control the speed of your breath. I want you to start controlling the power of your breath, breathing deep into the diaphragm. So let's breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Let's breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family, breathe. Sometimes we forget to breathe. Let's breathe. And release. Let's breathe, family. And release. Divine and precious Mother, Father, God, as we come and inviting and invoking the higher mind presence, the beloved I am consciousness, calling forth the consciousness of Christ. Come, Holy Spirit. As we hear the words of Ayana Vincent, a forgiveness prayer, a forgiveness of ourselves.
Day one, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive myself. Precious and beloved God, my source and my creator, today I ask for and open myself to receive the strength, courage, and compassion required to forgive myself. I forgive myself for all perceived sins, faults, mistakes, and failings. I forgive myself for every thought, belief, behavior, perception, and emotion that I have told myself is bad, wrong, unjust, unloving, and displeasing to you, God. I forgive myself for every hurt, judgment, condemnation, unkind or unloving thought, belief, and perception I have held about myself or against myself. I forgive myself for any behaviors, habits, or actions motivated by unforgiveness or the unwillingness to forgive myself. I forgive myself with compassion and love. I ask for, accept, and claim God's forgiveness today, believing and knowing that because I have asked, I have received. I am so grateful. I let it be, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself.
Today, I forgive myself. And as you stay in that space of love and forgiveness, honoring the divine presence of you, we're going to pull our mirrors out. Forgive my mirror. And as you begin to think about the gift that you are to the planet. Today, exercise asks us to look in the mirror, to look deep into our eyes. And I just want you to be present. Present with the love of you. Today is day two of loving yourself. And we're going to talk about the mirror is your friend. We're going to do the exercise first and then the meditation. And we're going to move in to talking about the mirror is your friend. Because the mirror is your friend. So I want you to relax, family, and just breathe into the idea of loving you this morning. Just breathe into the idea of loving you. Loving you. Such a powerful process to love you. Loving you. And we're going to say the words that she gives us to say on day two. I hope that you pull the book down, but if not, we're going to talk about it today. So let me put on a little music to give us the energy. And as you stare into your eyes, recognizing you are a gift, she says, to say your name this morning. some of you all who've been on this line and been through with us on the Love Soap, this is a little bit easier. Some of you all, this might be new to you. And I just want you to look deep into the soul of your eyes. And I want you to say it, your name. And I just want you to feel the rhythm of your love as you say your name. And I love you. I really, really love you. And together we're going to say it three times. I want you to say your name. Let's do it, family. Janine, I love you. I really, really, really love you. Let's do it again. I want you to do it nice and slow. Look into your eyes. Janine. Janine and Angel. I love you. I really, really, really love you.
Baby, don't you know I love you?
Let's do it again. Ooh. I want you to feel your heart. Janine and Ingram. As you look in the mirror, this is important, right? Look in the mirror. Janine and Ingram. I love you. I really, 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 really love you. Let's do it one more time. Let's feel good to my soul. Janine and Ingram. I love you. I really, really, really love you. And I just want you to marinate that in your heart. And feel it in your soul. Just relax into the idea that you are love. You are love. Today's meditation is about day two, about our love. And so we're going to go right into day two meditation.
A circle of love. See yourself standing in a very safe space. Release your burdens and pain and fears, old negative addictions and patterns. See them falling away from you. Then see yourself standing in your safe place, with your arms wide open, saying, I am open and receptive to, declaring for yourself what it is you want. Not what you don't want, but what you do want. And know that it is possible. See yourself whole and healthy, at peace. See yourself filled with love. All we need is one idea to change our lives. On this planet, we can be in a circle of hate, or we can be in a circle of love and healing. I choose to be in a circle of love. I realize that everyone wants the same things I want. We want to express ourselves creatively in ways that are fulfilling. We want to be peaceful and safe. And in this space, feel your connection with other people in the world. Let the love in you go from heart to heart, and as your love goes out, know that it comes back to you multiplied. I send comforting thoughts to everyone, and know that these thoughts are returning to me. See the world becoming an incredible circle of light. And so it is.
Kim to take us out and move us into a transition. Love never fails, family. Love never fails. Love is the most powerful vibratory energy on the planet.
You know, the moment you realize you're not alone is your finest hour. When you can finally allow yourself to be seen as you truly are. That's what intimacy is to me. It's acceptance of yourself. I can tell you the truth about me, and you can tell me the truth about you, and we can still be cool. Relationship, commitment. We're all in this thing together, you know. Life is about connecting, making room for your friends. It's making yourself vulnerable. Don't nobody want to do that. It separates the men from the boys. Intimacy. It's the art of loving, the act of giving and sharing and laughing. It's sensual and seductive, but you ain't got to seduce me. I'm already yours. At some point, you have to come to the understanding that you're an instrument of love. I thought I knew all there was to know about it, you understand? But I've only been scratching the surface, y'all. Intimacy. I think I'm ready now.
Oh, good morning, good morning. You're tuned in to the Love Journey. This is your love experience with Janine and Ingram, and this is day two of loving ourselves. We are using the book, a free PDF. I hope you had the opportunity to download your PDF book. And this book is by our beautiful Louise Hay. It's called Mirror Work, 21 Days to Heal Your Life. And it's a PDF book. And this is the information of the 21 days of loving ourselves mirror work that we will be doing. And then the last 7 days is the work that I will be adding to it. And so as we do this mirror work today, I want you to be reminded that there's power in the mirror work. Okay? So we're going to get really, really deep into this mirror work. And this is not to just do for the month of February, but this is to create a lifestyle. Many of you have been on a love journey for long enough to have been a part of the love soak when we started doing the love soak and we started looking in the mirror, creating the love soak. I believe that's just something that God had downloaded into my spirit, and it's been an amazing ride to learn to love myself. We're going to talk more about that after I read from the science of the mind, and then we're going to get into why is the mirror working. We're going to get into the exercise that the book offers us today. Family, I'm super excited, and I want to say thank you for tuning in. This is the science of the mind, and today we're celebrating unity. This is a quote from Marcus Garvey. God and nature first made us what we are, and then out of our own creative genius, we make ourselves what we want to be. The science of the mind. The unity of good is a revelation of the greatest importance, for it teaches us that we are one with the whole and one with each other. It's important to feel, sense, and know that though we are diverse in many ways, we are all in this together. You see, no matter what the appearances may be, we are all unified. There's no getting around this, whether we live in Australia, Alaska. We breathe air. People breathe air. We all drink water. We all eat food. We all want to feel love and be loved. This is what unifies us. Celebrating unity is seeing God in everyone and everything. Celebrating unity is knowing that that all must work together for the highest good of life. Celebrating unity is like enjoying a piece of music. Ooh, being aware that there are many different parts making up that one song. You see, one of my favorite pieces of music is Beethoven's Violin Concerto in D major. What makes this piece so beautiful is how the many different instruments play their special part. Without the French horn, the concerto will not be the same. It's all the parts coming together as one to produce a beauty that stirs the soul. You see, celebrating unity is also celebrating your own uniqueness. We are here to work together as a unified whole, to bring about the glory, the beauty, and the perfection of the divine. And today's affirmation is, I celebrate my unique self. Come on, family. I want you to say that. I celebrate my unique self. I celebrate my unification with all life. I celebrate my unification with all life. And I am one with all the good of God. I am one with all the good of God. And that's what this month is about, celebrating you, celebrating your unique self. And that's what the mirror aspect of the work is about. You see, I decided that this will be an opportunity for us to get back into having a relationship with ourselves, healing those emotions, healing those places, those deep wounds that's been so deep within the crevices of our body, our mind. You see, on this journey of learning to love me and this process, the one thing that I learned is that our body remembers the critical conversation. The cells remember the critical conversation. Our thoughts. What are we saying to ourselves? And that stuff is what gets embedded into the memory of ourselves and our organs. You see, when we used to criticizing ourselves, it usually starts with criticizing our looks. When we look in the mirror, saying loving things can seem pointless and even a bit silly, but however, turning yourself into your biggest loving supporter, the biggest motivator, is the best thing you can do. You will notice an improved resiliency about you, a general optimistic vibe, since the world tends to mirror our emotions. It's just a matter of time before others will start sending you the same love and appreciation that you will begin to give yourself. Because my grandmother always said that people don't treat you the way you treat them. They treat you the way you treat yourself. I'm going to say that again. My grandmother always said people don't treat you the way you treat them. They treat you the way you treat yourself. There's many research done to prove that the mirror work is a powerful work in the magic of believing, a book. It's a little book called The Magic of Believing. Guy tells the story how the mirror work changed his sales, changed his life. There's power in the mirror work and the secret to the millionaire mind. By T. Hart Record. He talks about the idea of saying your affirmations in the mirror and speeding up the ability to manifest. You see, something that happens when we begin to look in the mirror and really see ourselves, not see the physical, you know, yes, all the little this that's going on. No, I'm talking about looking deep into the soul of yourself and really seeing the gift, the soul. And so today's mirror work is saying, making your mirror your friend. So let's talk about this book again that we downloaded for free. It's a free PDF by Louise Hay, Mirror Work, 21 Days to Heal Your Life. This 21-day course is a mirror work based on her popular video call, course called Loving Yourself. Over the next month in here on the Love Journey, we will learn to transform our lives simply by looking in the mirror. You see, mirror work, looking deeply into your eyes and repeating affirmations, is the most effective method that Louise Hay said she found for learning to love herself and seeing the world as a safe, loving place. I have been teaching people how to do mirror work for as long as I've been teaching affirmations. Put simply, whatever we say or think is an affirmation. All of your self-talk, the dialogue in your head is a stream of affirmation, and these affirmations are messages that you send to your subconscious mind that establish habitual ways of thinking and behaving. You see, your positive affirmations plant healing thoughts and ideas that support you in developing your self-confidence, your self-esteem, and creating a peace of joy, a peace of mind, an inner joy. You see, the most powerful affirmations are those you say out loud when you are in front of your mirror. You see, the mirror reflects back to you the feelings you have about yourself. It makes you immediately aware where you are resisting, but also where you are open and flowing. You see, family, it clearly shows you what thoughts you need to change if you want to have a joyous, fulfilling life. As you learn to do mirror work, you will become much more aware of the words you say and things you do. You will learn to take care of yourself on a deeper level than you've done before. When something good happens in your life, you can even go to the mirror and say, "Oh, thank you. Thank you, that's terrific. Thank you for doing this." And if something bad happens to you, you can even go to the mirror and say, "Okay, Janine, I love you. This thing just happened, and it will pass. But, girl, I still love you. And that's going to be forever, me and you, forever." You see, I'm learning to make the mirror my best friend because it's powerful work, family. When I get my mirror by my door, and when I get ready to walk out the door, I say, "God, you sure look good on me." I'm using and learning to use the mirror, and that's really good for me, for someone who never wanted to look in the mirror other than do what I had to do and get out the mirror. I never looked in the mirror, really, because I had to learn to like myself. I didn't want to look at myself. For most of us, sitting in front of a mirror and facing ourselves is difficult at first, and it was difficult for me. So we call this process mirror work. But as you continue, you become less self-critical, and the work turns into mirror play. Very soon, your mirror becomes your companion, a dear friend instead of an enemy. Quite all the way my friend as I wanted to be, yet for me personally. You see, me, I had to learn to like the color of my skin. I had to learn to like my nose. I had to learn to like the very thing that kids teased me about and beat me up for growing up on the south side of Chicago. I had to learn to appreciate those things. No, it wasn't easy, family. You see, so many people get the idea that being light-skinned is fun and easy, but it's not. Because we all have an idea that it's greener on the other side of the fence. You know, being light-skinned, you want to be dark, and being dark, you want to be light. And people with big booties want smaller booties, and bigger, small booties want big booties. And, you know, it's just so many things that we want that we look at the other side and don't have. And so learning to love and accept me just the way I was, just the way I am, was a journey. And I'm super excited that I'm learning to accept, because what I learned is God don't make no junk. I don't care what color, what body type, what size, shape, how tall, how short, how big, how small. God ain't never made no junk. The problem is that we've never accepted ourselves as divine. You see, doing mirror work is the most loving gift you can give yourself. It takes only a second to say, hi. Hi, Jermaine, you're looking good. Isn't this fun? It's so important to give yourself little positive messages. And I'm going to tell you, I had to learn. I avoided mirrors when I used to be in the store in a mirror. I would turn and hit my head because I didn't want to look in the mirror. See, the more you use mirrors for complimenting yourself, for proving of yourself and supporting yourself during difficult times, the deeper and more enjoyable your relationship with yourself will become. You may be wondering why I ask and think this work is so important. It's because it's all about totally transforming your life. It's about planting the seeds as you continue to do your mirror work. These seeds develop into new healthy habits of a mind that opens the door to a joyous and fulfilling life. And it's the love work that I've been doing on myself that has caused me to own my own voice. And so today, day two, is called making your mirror your friend. Today you begin to practice basic mirror work exercises, learning to look closer at yourself and beyond your old beliefs. You see, it's only the secondary mirror work, and you are just beginning to learn to love and adore yourself. Hang in there, though. Some of you are you've been doing some of this work before, because this is what the love journey is about. But some of you all haven't. So if this is new to you, just hang in there, because it's so powerful. You see, each day that you practice this new way of thinking about yourself and about life will help erase them all negative messages that we've been carrying around for so long. And let me just tell you, oh, my God, can I just tell you the platinum song I sang to myself about not being good enough, not being pretty enough, not being this enough, not being that enough. Oh, my God. If I could have just take back the years that I wasted on crazy negative conversation with myself. When I started to monitor the things I said to myself, and it was all because of the junk that I was holding on to from my childhood. Ooh, I had to go in there and tell that little girl she was beautiful. I had to go in there and remind that little girl that she could be all she wanted to be if she just let go of stuff that I was holding on to. And the mirror has helped me to release so many pent-up things that I was holding on to. So many pent-up things. Soon you'll be smiling more and finding it easy to look in the mirror. Soon the affirmations will start to feel so true. So remember, throughout the day, take your mirror out and say to yourself, I love you. I really, really love you. I love you. I really, really love you. And do it from your heart. How did it feel? You could be honest and say that it may feel strange or stupid, because sometimes when it first starts, it does feel strange and stupid. Or maybe you find it hard because it's okay to feel this way. Loving yourself unconditionally is something that you haven't done before. Let yourself feel the feeling, whatever it might be. In a world where we believe that hard work and chasing and working at that aggressive kind of attitude about things, it's time to really get still and just be soft with ourselves. Be loving with ourselves. We've been so critical, and our self-condemnation has been more part of what we've done than ever stopping to affirm ourselves. I know you can do it, and I'm very proud of those who come each day to do it, and it's going to get easier and easier and easier. I think about one of my favorite comedians, Cat Williams. He said, you got to look in the mirror, and you got to be your own best motivator. Now, even though it's one of his just skits that he do, but it was still rings so true in my heart. Every time I watch Pimpin' and Mo' Pimpin' with Cat Williams, when he's standing in the mirror, you got to be your own best MF motivator. That's what he said. And you really do. Because the world will show up how you treat you. She said, when you do this mirror work today, when you look in your eyes again today, because she suggests that we do it as many times as we can, and especially right before we go to bed. She said, I want you to imagine that you're talking to a child in kindergarten. Picture yourself as that young kindergartner using your name and telling your inner child self, Janine, baby Jay, I love you. I really, really love you. And the more you practice your mirror work, the easier to get. But remember, that is going to take time to get into the habit. Doing your mirror work frequently, doing it when you first get up in the morning, carrying your mirror around wherever you go so you can take out, often they say, a loving affirmation to yourself. Let's affirm, I am beautiful. I am amazing. I am easy to love. She said she wants you to be able to say it at least 100 times a day. Yes, 100 times a day. I know that seems like a lot, but honestly, 100 times a day is easy once you get into a swing of it. And every time you pass a mirror or see your reflection, just repeat the affirmation, your name. I love you. I really, really love you. And when you find it difficult to tell yourself I love you, it is most likely because you're judging yourself. Repeating those old negative messages don't add to your discomfort by judging yourself. Don't add to your discomfort by judging yourself for making judgments. Just relax and commit to saying the affirmation. Remember, you are committing to an affirmation that's true. The truth is, we do really love ourselves. But it's hard to love ourselves when we're in condemnation and judging ourselves. So it's a good idea sometimes to have tissue at hand when you're doing the mirror work, because this work can be very evocative. Oftentimes it brings up emotions from the deep. The fact is, we may have been very unkind to ourselves. So when we start to love ourselves again, we become aware of the unloving attitudes we've been carrying around for a long time that causes a certain amount of grief. But the grief is being released. So let yourself feel what you feel when you're feeling and accept those feelings. Don't judge them. Mirror work is all about self-love and self-acceptance. I encourage you to practice your mirror work every morning, every day, as many times as you can. Sometimes the hardest time of the day is to do it because we feel like we don't look our best in the morning. But that is just a judgment. And what we are doing in the mirror work is looking into the mirror without judgment so we can see who we really are. Here's the journaling exercise today. Life is very simple. What we give out, we give back. In your journal today, write down your responses to the following question. What do you want that you are not getting? What do you really want? When you were growing up, were the rules about deserving? What were the rules about deserving? Did you always have to earn in order to deserve? Were things taken away from you when you did something wrong? Do you feel that you deserve to live? Do you feel that you deserve to have joy? And if not, why not? Ask the questions tonight. Notice the emotions that you are feeling and then write them down. So let's talk about what she says our heart thought is. Our heart thought for day two is, I am deserved. You see, sometimes we refuse to put any effort into creating a good life for ourselves because we believe that we don't deserve it. The belief that we don't deserve it may come from our early childhood experiences. We might be buying into someone else's concept or opinion that has nothing to do with our own reality. Deserving has nothing to do with being good. You see, it's our willingness to receive the good in life that gets in the way. Allow yourself to accept the good, whether you think you deserve it or not. So many of us, family, oh, my God, so many, especially women, come from a place of feeling unworthy, undeserving, and we operate in that. Wow. We feel like, wow. And I know I'm one of those women who had to really learn. I was so caught up in making my husband and my children my priority. I remember when I first got my Marshall Field card. Oh, I got me a Marshall Field credit card, and I was super excited. But every time I went to Marshall Field, I was buying Britton something and Diamond something. But I never bought myself much. And as time went on and years went on, I realized that I had gave so much of myself away that I didn't even realize and know myself. I hadn't even known who I was anymore. Because guess what? I hadn't spent time with myself. I had lost my stuff and everybody else's stuff but my own. And then one day, when life was overwhelming and I couldn't understand why I was getting what I was getting, it was sitting in the middle of that bed. The Spirit said that I had to learn to love me. I didn't know what it meant. I didn't understand that. I didn't even know what love was because I never had any idea of resentment. Because by the time I came into awareness, I was in somebody's home who wasn't related to me. I was living in these different foster cares, and it was a lot of just thinking about how to survive and protect myself and realizing that I wasn't alone in the world. But that's how I felt in these environments. And so that's the kind of life I lived. I kind of put myself in this bubble that felt like it was me against the world. It's me against the world. And that's how life was treating me, the energy I was putting out. Me against the world. But the universe is so much more friendlier than that. It's so much more supportive than me against the world. But it took me learning to get out my own way, get out my own conversation of distrust, not trusting people and things in life. But only distrust is a distrust for myself, because my inner compass always going to tell me direction and things that I should do and not do. So when I'm operating in distrust, I'm really distrusting myself. And yes, I was operating in distrust, judgment, and criticism, and condemnation. And so it took me a long time. I didn't have this information before me to learn how to look in the mirror, but I did. Spirit just told me, start loving yourself. Start writing yourself love letters. Start doing kind and wonderful things for yourself. And I had to be intentional about it. So this work is intentional, family. This is not something that you can fly through. This is an intentional work. And sometimes the simplest things may seem foo-foo, but this is not foo-foo work. This is powerful work. This is transformative work. This is the work that's going to change your life. I promise you. If I had my life to do over again, especially even just in the parenting when my children were little, I would have changed how I parent and how my children. You know how we so try to teach them 10 languages and all the other junk that we want to make sure they do? I would make sure that they were able to speak to their spirit and be able to develop a consciousness. So I would call it spiritual work, spiritual grooming. And you know how we get up in the morning, we brush our teeth and we comb our hair, and you'd be like, okay, get in there. You telling your children, brush your teeth, go in there, take a shower, brush your teeth, comb your hair before they go to bed, all that stuff that we tell them to do. The one thing that I would add to it and wouldn't take it away is the spiritual grooming. Because when you get up here in this big, big world and you're out here, you're going to need to know how to reaffirm yourself. You're going to need to know, because it can knock you out the game if you're not strong enough to understand how to move and navigate through it. And it's all about energy. Because the world treats us how we treat ourselves. I'm trying to give them that concept now, and these kids be like, I don't even understand what she's talking about. But they would have understood it if I had gave them that concept growing up. You see, I was so caught up in making sure they knew how to spell success. S-U-C-C-E-S-S. That's how you spell success. Every morning we meditated on success. And we was out, you know, baby, I wouldn't care if they knew how to speak English good, as long as they could love themselves. Really, honestly, today it wouldn't be so much of the stuff that I used to, oh, running around to 50,000 things. And it would just be about learning to find your own gifts, stay in your own lane, loving you, figuring you out. Because think about it. If you can master and learn yourself at 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you don't have to be 50 trying to figure out what's your purpose. Why are you here? Who am I? Because you will be working on that at that age. You know, we too busy trying to get them to speak 4 languages, 5 languages, and all that stuff just to brag on them. And I was one of those kind of parents. But I wouldn't be that kind of parent today. Girl, I would be so, so different. And not that I'm not even proud of who my children are today, but I tell you, it would be more about mastering the gifts and talents that they came to the planet to share with the world. Now, if that means speaking 5 languages, then that's it. If it means dancing, that's it. If it means art, it's it. Whatever their lane is, that's where I will work to develop. Instead of trying to do all that other stuff I did. But, you know, you only can do what you can do today. I'm saying to you, family, master yourself. Teach your children. If you are a parent of a young people or you got grandkids, teach them today how to love themselves, how to look in the mirror, how to hone in on who they are. Because when we master ourselves, when we master the gift that we are to the planet, when we master the divine essence of ourselves, see, because every cell in our body already know what it want to be. The problem is that we always fighting against the heart. Yes, we always fighting against who we are. Because we've been conditioned to believe that there are only certain routes to success. We've been conditioned to believe there's only certain ways to do certain things. But the truth lies within us, and it lies right within our heart. And everything that we came to the planet, everything that we individually, uniquely came to the planet is only planted in one place, and that's in your heart. It's not planted in your mom's heart. It's not planted in your daddy's heart. Nobody knows your mission but you. Your mission is in your heart. Your mission is inside of your heart. Nobody else can get your mission but you. Nobody can tell you what you can do. Not nobody. And I mean your mommy, your daddy, your sister, your brother. Because when God created you, God created an individualized expression of itself. And if the being that you came to the planet is so intelligent, I'm telling you, it's so intelligent that it already knows what it want to be. It already knows everything about you. But you're fighting against yourself daily because you're conditioned to believe in something outside of yourself. You're conditioned to believe everything is bigger than you. There's a God outside of yourself bigger than you. There's this idea that everything and everybody is bigger than you, but the biggest God is the God that is you as you all around you. And there will never be nothing bigger, better, and outside of you. It's always in you. So that's why this mirror work is transformative, because the work teaches us to find our inner divine presence. And then when we learn to work within the soul's essence, life gets to become easy, effortlessly. You see, life should be easy and effortlessly anyway, but we're taught, oh, you got to work hard. Oh, you got to work hard. Hard work. And I was one of those kind of people. Oh, you talking about a cold hustler. I thought I was the coldest hustler on the planet. I used to wake up and tell myself, I'm the best manifestor on this side of the planet. And I was totally operating out of my masculine energy. I had to learn how to allow and accept and receive. And when everything fell apart, I didn't know how to receive because I was too busy making and giving and not receiving. And life is about balance. Janine, me? I need somebody to give me something? Oh, no, that's all ego. I had to learn to let go of that ego. I had to learn to receive. I had to learn to allow. I had to learn to operate in the most powerful presence of myself, which is my feminine energy. Because in our mind, it seems something more powerful to operate in a masculine space. Because words that describe things that belong to women always seem weak. Even the place in between our legs, that's a name they call people, you know, the slang name for what we have between our legs. They call people that when they want to call them weak. And in some ways, we've developed unconsciously the idea of being a woman is weak, and that's not true. We're the most powerful energetic forces on the planet. We bring life. Nothing comes to the planet unless through a female, through a woman. We are the creators. We are the receivers. We are the, and I'm not saying we're better than men. I'm saying we are just as important as it is to be masculine. It's just as important to have that feminine presence. You see, it's almost like the moon. They represent the moon as the feminine energy. And a lot of times, unless we look up in the sky, a lot of us don't recognize or even acknowledge the moon. But everything that is in order, everything that keeps in order, every order on the planet comes from the moon. The moon keeps everything in order. The reason why the sand and the water stay separated is because of the moon. The gravitational pull, because of the moon. You don't ever have to go outside and acknowledge the sun. The sun going to let you know I'm here. But the moon is a little bit more mysterious. This presence is a little bit more abstract. But trust me, it has a powerful presence on the planet. So why am I saying all these things? I'm saying these things because I want you to know the power behind and the transformation work that can happen when you do your mirror work. So I pray that this month does not just be a month that you be a hero, but it becomes a part of your lifestyle, that it becomes a part of your spiritual grooming, that the conscious language that you tell yourself will be something more affirmative. Not that I'm too fat. When you put on clothes and you don't like how they look, or when you start to feel bloated, or when you start to feel less than, then you start having that conversation with yourself that this is the time when you really need to honor and love yourself. Now when I find myself in spaces, I stop and I reaffirm myself. Yeah, sometimes I get caught up in that default language that I used to remember. I walk past the mirror and some don't look quite the way I wanted to look at it. And I had to go back and say, baby, you are too divine for that thought right there. You are a gift to the planet. The world exists because you exist. And I had to reaffirm myself. And I won't let myself get away with a critical thought anymore. I'm stopping myself. I don't care what I'm doing. And I'm repeating, baby, you can't have that kind of thought. Because I want my default language to be reminded that I am a gift to the planet. That I am God's greatest miracle. That I am all that God is. And see, God needs me to express God through me on the planet. See, God needs my unique aspect to be on this planet at this time to share my story. And me playing small does not serve the world. It don't serve God. It don't serve me. Me serving myself means playing a big game, playing a big game in a big way. And I don't have time to criticize and judge and be in condemnation of God's greatest miracle. And you don't either. You don't have time to play small no more. And if somebody around you cannot accept your shine, carry your pair of extra sunshades, sunglasses, and give them to them and say, baby, if you can't accept it, here, put these glasses on. You ain't got to see my light. And keep it moving. Give yourself permission, because you don't need nobody else's permission to shine. You don't need your daddy, your mother, your husband, your wife, nobody else's permission to shine. You just need your own permission to shine. It's your time. It's your time to shine, family. It's your time to stand in your greatness. It is your time. And this mirror work is the journey to allowing yourself to shine. See, Jay-Z said it best, but people don't really get it. You got to believe in yourself before anybody else will believe in you. And that's true. Because it's energy. Energy, energy. Your belief system will be so strong that they'll believe in you. It's not talent. Because there's some better rappers out there than Jay-Z. I know some of y'all might want to beat me up. But there was nobody better than his game and his energy. His energy game was stronger than those who had great talent. It might even be some better singers. I know y'all might want than Beyonce. But Beyonce energy, it's the energy game that we got to step up, baby. It's the energy game. And our thoughts dictate our energy. Our feelings and our emotions come from the thoughts that we speak and think. And if you have allowed yourself to be in those spaces because of your conditioning, it's time to clean up that energy of self-degradation. Because it don't matter what you look like, it don't matter how big or short, or tall or dark, you are still God's greatest miracle. You see, when God created the planet and all the beautiful things, there was no greater greatness than the greatness God created when God created you. You see, God was full of pride and love when God saw you. Because God created itself and sent it to the planet and called it you. God created God's self. And said, let me call it to send it to the planet and call it all of who we are. And we did it with such pride and looked at it and said, ooh, that's my greatest miracle yet. Of all the things I created, nothing is greater than when I created myself and sent it to the planet in human clothes. Wow. What a thought. Sometimes I think about when my mama used to cook a good meal. My mother, oh, my God, when she knew she put her foot in it or put her fingers in it, however we want to say it, she used to lick her fingers and say, ooh, she knew it was good. And you could see her esteem and her pride coming from her eyes because she knew it was good. It was finger-licking good. Just imagine. That's how God felt when God created you. Ooh, I outdid myself. Yes, I did. I outdid myself, God said, when I created you. There's nothing better than you. Nothing greater than you. You are God's greatest miracle. And that's our message for today. And this is why we're doing the mirror work. This is why this mirror work is more so important. So I hope you, again, the name of the book is Mirror Work, 21 Days to Heal Your Life. Each day has a meditation. Each day has a hard thought. Each day has a journaling exercise, and each day has a mirror exercise. When we raise our self-esteem, when we raise our self-value, life changes. Any questions, comments, or concerns, we can talk about it. Let's talk about it, family. Anything you want to talk about. If anybody want to say, talk about any mirror work that they've done and how it changed their life. Because this is not the first time we've done mirror work, family. So I know some of you all may even have some testimony. So if you wish to tell your testimony of how mirror work has transformed your life, let's talk about it. Let's do it. Anybody want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. You press the 1 if you want on the Blog Talk Radio, and you press *6 if you're on teleconference. Okay. No takers today, huh? All right, family. I see you 240-5140. You open. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good God morning, Lady Love. Peace and blessings to you.
Peace and blessings back to you, my love.
Thank you so very much. This is so awesome. You know, yesterday, I wasn't with y'all yesterday, but I went to the recording last night, and I wrote down the questions. No, you know, when you was doing the mirror work, I want to like you. And for me, when I was, it left more, like, because, like, I recall when I would say, you know what, I really want to like you, but, you know, in the beginning, it was acceptance, and then it was like a rejection, because I have said in the past, you know what, I really want to like you, but for some reason you're making it very hard for me. And so that came back up for me, and I thought I was over that. And because when I first was introduced to the mirror work, it was, I love you. I really, really, really do love you. But this time it was, I want to like you. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this was really something for me. Like I said, I really thought I was over with that. And then the other question, and then the other statement was, I want to learn to love you. And I was like, well, why can't you accept me just as I am? I have accepted you, you know. And so I was like, whoa, wait a minute, Jackie, you still dealing with some stuff here. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, so this was different for me, you know, than from the first time, you know, when I was first introduced to the mirror work, you know, and also I am doing the journaling this time, so I'm being more present with it. But I have to honestly say that for all the new callers who are just doing the mirror work for the first time, like Lady Love says, stay with it, because when I first came to the call, I couldn't even get my lips to say, I love you, let alone to look in the mirror and to say it to myself. And I would duck and hide from the mirror. No, now I'm open to the mirror. Yes, I would fix my hair in the morning time, have myself, you know, looking halfway decent so I can look in that mirror and say these things to myself. But in the morning time, we don't get up all fresh and all that stuff. I get up, my hair is all on top of my head and whatnot, if I don't tie it up the night before. So, yeah, you know, I'm coming to the mirror just as I am. And I can say that I love me. And it feels so good to do that. When I'm out in public, yes, I will block those mirrors. No, I ain't looking in that mirror. Man, I go and look in the mirror, and I don't mind people seeing me looking in the mirror and telling myself that I love myself, and I do it with such joy. And they looking like, wow, yes, yes. So stay with it. Stay with this mirror work, and you will definitely, definitely will find yourself opening up to yourself, having fun with yourself, looking in the mirror, and actually, when you actually say it, I love you, you're going to feel it, and you're going to be so exuberant. It's going to take you through your day. Please trust and believe. Like I said, this is coming from someone who would not look in the mirror, who could not even form the words, I love you. So it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing here. It may be hard, but it's going to get easier, and you're going to want to share this. You is absolutely going to want to share this. Now, if I may share this with you, Lady Love, as well, with the youth, I have two youth that I am working with, and I told them we're going to start doing this mirror work as well. And the one young girl, she said that her mirror does not speak to her. And I said, oh, yes, baby. Your mirror speaks to you, and your mirror says a lot of beautiful things to you. She says when she looks in the mirror, she don't hear anything and she don't see anything. And so this is something that we've begun to work on, and she is starting to look in the mirror. So I am thankful, and I am grateful for this mirror work right here that you're doing with us. And I'm looking forward to growing even more. Yes, it took me a good while to get here, but I give thanks and praise that I am here. So thank you, Lady Love, for you wanting to know how to love you, and you loving you allowed me to love me. Thank you so very much. I love you.
Love you too. Thank you for your testimony, Jackie. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So we got a text testimony. Good morning, Lady Love. I'm on the line, but I am on at work. And so I just want to give a testimony to the work that you do. I was at work one day and simply devastated in tears. I was crying my eyes out, and my mind kept saying, call Lady Love, call Lady Love. And I kept saying, no, let me call Lady Love. So I finally broke down and called Lady Love. I was upset because my husband and I had really got into a space, and we had been in a space, but this time I couldn't work it out in my own mind. When I got there, Lady Love said, go in the bathroom. So she asked me to go in the bathroom, and she asked me to look in the mirror. And she made me do some breathing exercises. And as I began to look in the mirror, and as I began to do the affirmations that she had, when I really began to get in my heart, do you know I was able to have a great day? And do you know it shifted my energy? Just by me looking in the mirror, saying the words that she was giving me to say, and she asked me to sit still with my heart for a minute and just to honestly say to myself that I love me. Just say to myself, I love me. And me saying those words to myself and honoring my heart and releasing all the critical stuff I had been saying in my mind from the argument with my husband, changed and shifted the way I even felt in my emotions. I became a believer. Even though I had been on the line hearing the love talk, I really became a believer. I have so many testimonies about the mirror work, but this is the one that I wanted to share the most because this is the one that shifted my energy the most. The mirror work is powerful, and if anybody on the line is skeptical, just try it for yourself. Don't be a hearer like me. I was on the line for a long time hearing the love soak in the morning, like, what is she doing? I felt like it was almost like a sex line sometimes, but I still enjoyed it, but I didn't feel comfortable with it. But when she had me do it and took me step by step at work, I realized the importance of loving myself, but loving myself from my heart. Loving myself from a space that I had never loved myself before because I was always in my head and not in my heart. So I'm learning to live in my heart space, and it's coming from the mirror work. That's my testimony. All right, that's somebody from the prayer line family. Anybody else got a testimony? Anybody want to share anything? All right, family, just want to thank you for tuning in today. Good morning.
Good morning. I would like to share something. This is Arlene. Hi. Okay, so I'm finding now that when I look in the mirror, a lot of what tends to take place is and this is something that kind of fluctuates, kind of ebbs and flows. So the being more kind of critical of my physical appearance. So what I eventually started doing was focusing on the things that I found beautiful about myself. Now what has changed in all that that I've done with that type of work is now I am sort of looking to know myself even on a more intimate level, deeper than I know myself now. There's a part of me that sort of recognizes that I'm a little bit of a mystery, to myself because I do spend a great deal of time being more reserved than I think that my true nature is. So now that when I actually look in the mirror, or even when I'm not necessarily in the mirror, but in my everyday life, I am saying to myself, I really want to know you on a deeper level. I want to know the full expansiveness of exactly who you are, and to go ahead and break through this shell that I have of myself. And I'm finding that, you know, through that kind of evolutionary process, that what has happened is that there's some things that have actually started coming up organically, which is, you know, some things that I had, you know, come across in the past. Like there's a particular mantra that specifically means I am divine. I'm divine love, which is Aham Prima. And finding that I am singing that more on a regular basis, even when it's not necessarily a part of the morning and spiritual practice that I have for myself. So I look forward to sharing additional testimony and what that looks like. But I just wanted to go ahead and share where I am at the moment with the mirror work and with that particular process.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
It is a journey. It's definitely a journey, but a journey worth taking.
Definitely, definitely. And I also want to share with the family that my beloved and I are going to be on the Family Healing Circle and talking about living, you know, moving beyond your gilded cage, which is like some of the excuses that we tend to give, and we're going to give the scientific reason why people find it challenging to change, and we're hoping that through letting people know why that is, that they are not so hard on themselves, and that they keep applying what it is that you know, the different processes to experience the type of life that they desire. So please feel free to give us a call at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
You want to share the number?
Let's see if I can find it. I think it's area code 646-929. 929. Okay, I do apologize. I'm just getting the number up right now. Okay, it's 646-290-630. Again, that number is area code 646-929-0630.
All right. That's the Family Healing Circle tonight. With, just in case you don't know who her beloved is, you're new to the call, but maybe you've heard King's voice, her beloved is King. King and Arlene tonight on the Family Healing Circle. Don't forget to tune in, 7 o'clock. That's Eastern. Oh, my gosh. Sometimes I forget the Eastern and Central time. So that means it's 6 o'clock our time. So, family, if you get a chance, tune in. If you're coming home from work and driving, just turn it on and let it flow through your car while you're driving home on your afternoon drive, when you're coming home from work, this evening drive. It'll be a great conversation, I'm sure. Powerful. So that's tonight with King and Arlene. Don't forget to tune in. Thank you, Arlene. Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, family, let me check Blog Talk and see if anybody else want to come in. I want to remind you, family, next week it's all about healing the father wound. So next week we're going to be bringing in different conversations about the father wound. All right, tomorrow is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe We're reading the book, How to Overcome Under-Earning. Overcoming under-earning. Overcoming under-earning. And that's the real, we almost 90% through the book now, and I'm really excited because we're about to come to the place where we're going to be talking about respecting money. Respect the money, family. All right. So tomorrow is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe with Chastity A. Wells. And don't forget, Chastity A. Wells' birthday was yesterday, and I think tomorrow is Amir's birthday. So don't forget, we got some birthdays coming up. Lisa Woodson is Saturday. I know we got Asada Kirkland. I think hers is today, family. I think Asada, if you know Asada, make sure you tune in and say happy birthday to her, too. I think hers today. Deborah's is this month. Claudette Reddick's is this month. We got quite a few Aquariuses, so make sure we keep all of them in check, and we just call everybody and remind them that the Love Journey family loves them and that they are loved by us. So all our February birthdays, I just want to send you a shout-out. Thank you for being an amazing you. Happy birthday, Chastity Wells. Happy early birthday, Amir. I think it's tomorrow or Saturday. I know it's either the 3rd or 4th. I know Lisa Wilson's is Saturday. Asada Kirkland, happy birthday. And to all those, if I forget or don't know it's your birthday, text me, let me know, and I'll make sure I say your name. I love saying name. Of loving ourselves. Send me a text. Send me an email. Let me know you're doing it. If you need some support, let me know if you need some support. I'm really excited about this work here. Because of all the things I do on this line, bringing you inspirational people, do all this stuff, none of the work that we do is more powerful than this. Now, it may seem simple. It may seem crazy. It may even seem silly. Nothing we do on the line is going to be more powerful than you implementing the work, not just sitting and listening, but to actually look in your eyes and not to look at things that are beautiful or not beautiful, but to look into the souls of your eyes and invoke the presence of what you're calling for. And it's not about sitting in the mirror and saying, oh, my skin, oh, this is bad. You know, because sometimes I have to tell them, oh, Janine, get out, you know, a little bump showing up. And then I'm looking at the bump. Uh-uh, baby, get out the bump and get into your eyes. And look into your eyes and really look into the depths of my soul and speak from my heart to the depth of my soul. And that's what it is about. It's not about looking at the bumps in your face. It's not about finding what's right or what's wrong. It's just about knowing that you are already divine and perfect just the way you are. So when those thoughts come in about you being too dark, too light, nose too big, too short, too this, whatever you say, it's about understanding that you are already divine. And it's about practicing the presence of that divine you. All right, family, we're going to get ready and get out of here. I can't wait to really hear more testimonies and how this work has transformed your life. I'm going to play Tony today. Can't keep it to yourself. Family, don't keep this a secret. Tell somebody about it. Share the book. It's a free PDF by Louise Hay. Share the book. Thank you, Linda Minetti. It was because of you, we are. I'm reminding you today that your life is a gift from God. What you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. Really is the only choice. And remember, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. And let me tell you, family, as I remind you, you are God's greatest miracle. And don't even keep that to yourself. Let that shine. Because every cell in your body already knows what it want to be. Shine, family, shine. And don't keep it to yourself. You tuned in to the Love Journey. This has been your love experience with me and Angel. And I can't keep it to myself, family. That's why I get up every morning. Because I can't keep it to myself. No, no, no. I'm not afraid to
All right, family, have a great day. Know that you are loved, family. Know that you are loved, and you are God's greatest miracle. Enjoy your day and remind yourself throughout the day just how amazing, wonderful, and beautiful, and awesome, and that the world couldn't be without you. Everybody plays an important role in the fabric of life, and we are all important. It wouldn't be the same. Because it's about the lives we touch, the people we change, just by being our divine self. Operate. Know you are divine. Enjoy your day, divine family. You are divine.